All right, Spoon, we're going to go rewind.
Rewind.
Born in Greenville, South Carolina, Elwanda, Develius.
Develius.
Right? Mm-hmm. Develius. Develius,
yeah.
Okay.
Pop D.
Now, one thing is to really know Sean Witherspoon, you have to know that there is no Sean Witherspoon. Okay. So the people out there need to know that your dad promised this side of the family they were going to name you Frank. Mom wasn't really having that. They came up with a compromise.
Right.
It could be Franklin, as long as mom could add some spice to it. So she added the middle name of Deshaun. So really, your name is Franklin Deshaun Witherspoon.
That is it.
But short is Spoon.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah. As far as when it comes to the parental utensils, mm-hmm. Big Spoon and your mama's spoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's something about them from your past that you remember growing up? That they really made an impression upon you, something they did, or maybe something one of them said to you that has really stuck with you over the years?
The thing that I can remember most about my parents, you know, being a youngster, was just how kind they are, mm-hmm. you know, kind to other people. And I think, you know, that's something I try to do. I try to be kind, I try to be courteous, because I believe you should treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's something that they really instilled in me. So it would have to be the golden rule, you know, treat other people like you want to be treated.
Now, you talk about smiling,
mm-hmm.
and You're a God-fearing man. There's a Bible quote that says that we need to be childlike.
Mm, oh yeah.
And I was doing a little bit of reading, and, you know, when you were 6 months old and your family moved to Jasper, you already had started to develop this unmistakable characteristic and quality and personality about yourself. Mm-hmm. You're just always smiling, always happy. Your mom said, Elwanda said, even as a toddler, he was always jolly. He talked early and was just a happy child, singing at a young age, and even at 6 months old. And so I'm sitting here thinking, and your mom says, if you had time to listen, he was going to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, has he ever grown up? Because that's the Spoon I know now.
And that sounds like my mom, too, because
yeah.
when we go out, like you said, we go to the grocery store. I mean, we'll be right in Buford. She knows no one in Buford, but she'll find a way to talk to somebody, and that's just how she is, and that's how I am too. So if you want to, if you're gonna listen, I'm gonna talk.
Right.
And it's been going on for a long time, man.
You didn't have the flashiest scholarship offers. I mean, coming out of high school, you were a really good player,
mm-hmm.
But you just didn't get those huge BCS type school offers. You know, you had Houston, Tulane, TCU offered you mm-hmm. too, but you didn't even get an offer from the home state, Texas Longhorns,
right,
you know. Now, if I know you,
you know,
where it's seemingly a letdown, that motivated you, didn't it?
It definitely did, man. It drove me. It drove me because I just knew I'd go to the University of Texas and,
right.
you know, have a chance to win the Buckets and win a national championship, all that, all those type of things. Yeah. I thought that was going to happen to me. But, you know, when I was coming up out of high school, you know, a lot of the big-time programs would be like, we'll get back with you. We're going to call you. You should come to camp. We're going to take a look at you. But I never really heard back from a lot of those people. So it just made me work hard. And you know, if you want something, you got to go and work for it. Like I said, if it is to be, it's up to me. So
yeah.
the opportunity that I had was going to Missouri. And it seemed to be the best opportunity for me. And it worked out.
So, I mean, even you, first round draft pick, starting linebacker in the NFL. I'm going to call it now. He's going to the Pro Bowl this year. But
even you
had to face adversity, setbacks. I mean, it didn't come easy to you.
Yeah, man, even this year as well. You know, my rookie year came in, and, you know, it's kind of tough, man. You come to a system, and they expect so much from you, and it's a lot on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, things are going really well, and all of a sudden, you know, I bit the injury bug a little bit my rookie year. So that's a setback right there. And then when I came back, my role changed. So I had to accept that role. That's what Smitty always talks about, you know, knowing your role, accepting your role, and doing the best that you can do at your role. So that's what I tried to do, man. And, you know, we had a good year my first year here, you know, and then last year we had a decent year, made it to the playoffs, and, you know, some setbacks last year as well. You know, we didn't win the division, you know, but we still found a way to make it to the playoffs. And then this year, had some setbacks with an ankle sprain, and, you know, it's been tough, but I'm glad to be back with my guys, and I'm, you know, glad to be back on the right track. And I think we're doing some pretty good things here. So, you know, but I'm always ready for the next setback, you know, because I'm going to hit it right in the mouth. That's what my linebacker coach in high school always told me about adversity. You hit it right in the doggone teeth, and that's what I like to do.
Awesome. So it's not what happens to you. It's how you go through it.
Exactly.
If it's meant to be.
It's up to me.
There you go.
And the good Lord looking out for all of us.
Yeah, got to have that too. All right, Spoon, so we're going to go between the lines now. Talk a little bit about the game, but not so much details. You know, we're just going to get into some fun things. So clearly you're a gifted athlete. Genetically, you're a freak. I mean, you're 6 foot two, 240-some pounds. You've been 250 pounds. At one point, you've squatted 766 pounds, ran a 4.440 at one point. I mean, that's freaky. Okay, so we'll give him that. You're a freak. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the thing is, it's not just that. That's not why you're successful. I've seen you. I've seen you work and study. And I even saw an article about your strength coach in college. You came in one day to do workouts, and you were trying to do a personal best in the hand clean.
I failed.
Yeah, you were trying to get a personal best. And you ended up doing this 15 times.
Oh, yeah.
Because you would not stop. And your strength coach actually had to say, Spoon,
he shut me down.
Rest of the workout, done. So what is that? I mean, where does that come from?
I think it comes from the desire to be great and the desire to earn respect. Not get respect, earn it, you know. And I think the harder you work, the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. So, you know, if it's something I feel like I can't do, I'm going to try. I'm going to try until they tell me to stop, until I can't do it anymore. Like in the game, they run the power play at us 10 times in a row, and we don't stop it 9 times on that 10th time. I'm still be trying to stop it, you know. And if it's something we have to change, you know, sometimes you got to change your technique. Sometimes you got to change the way you're doing things. But, you know, I'm just that guy, man. You can't tell me no. I'm not going to listen to it.
Big Spoon, Develius.
Oh, yeah, Pop D.
Okay, this is the guy who you and your brothers used to put a football in your crib while you slept. Mm-hmm. It's also where you got your genetics. I mean, he was a beast, too, right? The original utensil, okay?
Yeah.
The Spoon, Big Spoon. Your great uncle, Chuck Weatherspoon, played 15 seasons in minor league baseball, mostly with the Twins. His daughter,
Teresa, head coach right now.
Four-time WNBA All-Star.
Yeah, she'll probably be in the WNBA Hall of Fame. Mm. She's coaching down in Ruston right now, Louisiana Tech. You know, we're an athletic family, man. We come from a good athletic family. And, you know, it is genetics, and we're blessed.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Here's where I'm going with this, because I know it's not just genetics. I know we touched about a bit on it. Now, people say it's all God-given talent. He's had everything handed to him. And that's not the case. What's one thing, something that you do or have done that has set you apart, where you've taken that God-given ability and you've maximized it because you do what?
I think it's the way I study. Because, you know, in the NFL, everybody can play. Everybody can do it. And if you're comfortable out there, then that's when you really can play fast.
That mental edge.
So the one thing I was trying to, in my rookie year, I was like, man, how can I become the most comfortable? How can I, you know, see the whole field, become comfortable, and play faster? And I think, like, being with Coy Wire, Mike Peterson, Curtis Lofton, he was here, Stephen Nicholas, all these veteran guys, you know, I saw the way they went about the work, the way they studied, and the way they took it seriously. And I wanted to be like them, so I was like, I got to take my game to the next level. I got to study more. And then that was my second year is about studying more. And this year is more about knowing what the offense wants to do to us. And I think that's something that's helping me take my game to the next level. And, you know, you just got to continue to work hard, and I think we'll just get better and better.
We all know you as a mean linebacker, a panther on the prairie, prowling out there, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, but looking into your past, we're going to go back real quick. You also, in high school, played a lot of receiver.
I did, man.
You play a lot of receiver. So what I want to know, could Dante Robinson cover you?
Yes, Dante could cover me. I've seen Dante cover some of the best receivers in the NFL, so I have to say he can cover.
I was just keeping you in check.
But I'll tell you this. I feel like I can get some routes, I feel like a slant, you know, I'm a tough physical guy. You know, if
you
can
box
get
him out.
If I can box him out, I think I can get to the ball.
Okay. Well, I that was really a test question, because I wanted to see if you're keeping it real with me and being honest. And
I'm going to keep it real.
Okay, because I felt the same way. Dante would get him. But here's a question for you that I was getting to. Mm-hmm. Could William Moore cover you one-on-one? You're running the route. He has to cover you. Game on the line. Third down.
You talking about the NFC Defensive Player of the Week here. I think he has a shot. He has a shot, but I mean, me being the competitor that I am, me and Will, you know, we go back to Mizzou.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We've known each other for a while, so I think I can get him on certain things. But you know, he's a top notch safety, man. He can handle a lot of, you know, if you watch him on Sundays, man, the plays he make, I think he can hold.
And Willie Moe always ready.
He is always ready, man. You know that.
I know that.
But I tell you what, now, if he let me get inside, it's gonna be trouble. I might not outrun him. If you let me get inside, I'm going to make a play now.
Oh, yeah. All right, so last thing for Between the Lines. This actually came from Twitter. Spoon has a lot of followers on Twitter. If you're not following him, you need to. It's at Sean W. Spoon
56.
Yeah, I mean, it's just do it.
And I keep it real on Twitter, too.
Yeah, that's what everyone loves about you. So we did this little thing, tweets want to know. Okay. And someone wanted to know, no, not someone, multiple ones. There's a lot of people who were asking about your dance moves.
Oh, man.
Like, where does that come from? You sack, people can't wait to see what kind of dance move you're dancing on.
Well, man, I like to think that music changed the rhythm of an athlete. You know, a lot of guys listen to music before the game. I think everybody might have their own headset. They're checking out their music, you know, getting ready to go. So that's me too. So, you know, being out there on the field pregame when I hear the music, it just moves me, man. I have a good time, you know, and it's all spontaneous. You know, I never really come out and say I'm going to do this dance or I'm going to pull out this spoon or that spoon. You know, I just kind of go into it and just let it flow, man. And, you know, I like music. I like to dance. So that's something I like to do a lot, man.
So if
we're making plays, we're going to be doing some dancing.
Love it. So we're going to go inside the mind now. One thing that I always want to know about you is even when you first came in, most rookies just don't get it. But you got it. You were able to be yourself, but you weren't cocky. The rigors, the stresses didn't get to you. You were able to stay positive. And doing some research, I saw that one of your defensive coordinators at Mizzou, Coach Steckel, said that he's always smiling. He's always got a song to sing. He's a very contagious player to be around, very enthusiastic, very fun-loving, the type of person you'd want your daughter to marry.
They used to always say that when I was in college, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great thing. And so we all need more of that in our life. So what goes on up here, man? Like, how are you able to stay so positive all the time?
Man, I think it's the fact that I'm just happy about life, man.
Yeah.
You know, just living, breathing.
You count your blessings a lot.
I definitely count my blessings.
So focus on that.
I definitely feel like, you know, being such a blessed individual, man, you know, what am I pouting about?
Yeah.
What's to be sad about? You wake up every morning, you breathe. You know, the good Lord woke me up this morning just like he did the morning before, man. I'm grateful for it. So I'm going to be happy about life. Yeah. I'm going to be joyful.
Because you have those mornings where...
Yeah, it's
man,
so tough.
I'm hurting.
Come on,
I'm tired.
You know it.
So that's what goes on in your mind.
But it's like something in my head, man. It just helps me fight that. It helps me fight that.
And then thankful.
And then when I get around my teammates, you know, and they might be doing the same. They might be having the same type of day.
Right.
And then I just try to make it fun for them. And then next thing you know, Nick is jumping around, laughing, talking about hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
In the meeting.
Yeah.
And then our day just goes by so much better, man. We have a great day at work.
That's the way it should be.
It should, man.
All right, Sean Witherspoon, you ready for this?
I think I'm ready, man.
All right, here we go. Rapid fire inside the mind. If you could go anywhere, where would you go in a time machine?
1978.
Tell me why.
I don't know. It just seemed like
disco.
The perfect year, man. I want to be in the disco movement, you know.
Bell
Boogie
bottoms.
Nights.
Bell bottoms.
Yeah, afros.
Now, would you grow the hair out long?
I definitely would, man. You got to have the fro now.
I love it. If you were a superhero, what would your name be?
Copernicus. Yeah.
And what's Copernicus' superpower?
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah.
So I figured
my
name would be Copernicus, but my superpower would be I could teleport.
Okay. And then what's this one thing in the world that would be your kryptonite? That would be like your kryptonite?
Cinnamon rolls.
They do you in.
I love cinnamon rolls, man. Every time before I go to sleep,
right,
I gotta get one, man.
I've heard that. I've heard that on the radio.
That's
I think
my
you
thing.
Said it's your favorite.
Cinnamon
food.
Rolls and gushers.
That's right. And gushers. That's right. I've heard that. What's one of your biggest pet peeves?
My biggest pet peeve is when people take my cell phone charger.
You know,
everybody has an iPhone, so you know, you got the chargers laying around the house, man, and my family comes in town and I'm like, where's my charger? And someone else is using it, and then somehow it just walks away.
And that never happens here in the locker room, I'm sure, either, right?
Right, right.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself on how weird you are, 10 being pretty darn weird.
I would say 1.
I disagree.
I'm 1, man.
I disagree.
Well, you know, other people might disagree.
Yes.
But I like to think I'm not too weird.
Uh-huh. Everyone else is weird. You're normal.
Exactly.
There we go.
That's how it works.
What's your power animal?
It would have to be the Black Panther, except I don't scream. But, you know, playing linebacker, I feel like you have to be, You know, you have to move like a cat. You know, you got to be quick. So I kind of like to think of myself as being the Black Panther.
No doubt. You got to lethal. You got to be a little bit sneaky and stealthy at times. Mm-hmm. Disguise your coverages.
Definitely.
I like that. I see
that's
that.
That's mine.
What's a hidden talent of yours?
Well, I think my hidden talent would be singing. I like to sing. I like to think I'm an entertainer.
I agree with this. It's not so hidden in the locker room because he sings all the time. But people out there may not know.
Definitely.
He's a good singer, too.
I try, man. Thanks, man.
All right. Spoon, what's your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is, if it is to be, it's up to me. And I'm not sure who came up with the quote, but you know, I think that's something I like to live by a little bit.
No excuses for anything, right?
Right, man.
I like that.
That's one of my favorites.